Yield protection is something that farmers are increasingly paying attention to, especially as they look at the importance of controlling weeds early in their crop. And here with me to talk about this is Dr. Clarence Swanton with the University of Guelph. We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show, Syngenta booth. And Dr. Swanton, what are like some of the first words of advice you'd give to a grower on this issue?
Well, if from our research, what our research would suggest is that if you're going to err in your weed management program, err on the side of being early. And I say that because the work that we're doing here, and that's the reason that I'm down here, is just to share some of our research that is going on, would suggest that when a seedling comes out of the ground, very quickly it's able to start to detect the environment in which it's growing. And if it detects the presence of weeds in the crop, it begins to think that competition is about to happen, and it begins to change the way that it grows. And what's important about that is if it starts to change the way that it's starting to grow, we believe from my research, it starts to suggest that there may be a cost associated with that that may influence how that plant grows throughout the whole season. So from a grower's perspective, you know, oftentimes we think about clean fields and what it looks like at harvest time. Part of my message today is, you know, don't judge the yield potential of a field at harvest time. Judge it early on. It's all about that early management that you do. It's really about the good agronomy that has to be done.
Well, with the research you've done, how would you or can you sort of quantify how important that is to a grower?
Well, our research, like if you look at the research when weeds are left in the field, and that's a tendency now with some of our technology to leave the weeds and I want to spray once and get good control and take as many weeds as I can. Our work would suggest that if you leave weeds too long, like past the 3 to 4 leaf stage of a corn, for example, using corn as an example here, if weeds are present beyond the 3 to 4 leaf stage of corn, the yield potential starts to drop, and it drops very, very quickly, and it appears from our data to be irreversible, even if you take the weeds out. Our numbers would indicate that once yield loss starts to occur in a field, it's very rapid, and I say rapid being maybe half a bushel to as many as 3 bushels per day, which is an amazing amount, you know, when you think about how could a plant lose it that fast. And even though you take the weeds out later on, that yield potential is lost forever. The plant never comes back, even though you still have 90% of the growing season ahead of you.
So what would you recommend to growers when you look at early season weed control? I mean, what's kind of like the first step that they need to take?
Well, I think the first step is being sure that when your seedlings are emerging out of the ground, that the weeds are controlled at the time of emergence, I think is a very important step. And then that you're aware that as the time progresses, any weeds that emerge later in the crop are not necessarily yield-threatening. But the key thing is to focus on that earliness. And you can do that a number of ways, through pre-emergence herbicides or post-emergence herbicides. That's a grower choice. But at the end of the day, keep it clean early on.
Anything else that you would especially like to point out, especially related to the research that you found on this issue?
Well, we were trying to explore sort of this mechanism of yield loss, and it's been a very exciting area of research for us. And some of our indications are that you know, the genetic changes are occurring even within an hour of exposure to a weed. And so, you know, a lot of our work right now is at the whole plant level. And so if we pick it up at a whole plant level, you know, those genetic changes occurred much earlier on. And that's a direction that we're taking to really try to fine-tune this, and it clearly has implications as to how you manage a crop.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Clarence Swanton from the University of Guelph, pointing out how important early season weed control is to growers from research that he's done on this issue, and it certainly sounds like it'll have a big impact at harvest time when you look at the yield that they're going to get. From the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.